Vikings offseason program is over. Up next is training camp, and for our guest right now, it's Clancy Barone, Vikings tight ends coach. It's going to be your first trip down to Mankato.
Exactly right, yeah.
For Vikings training camp. Yeah. You looking forward to it?
I am, yeah. Should be fun.
It was a busy spring for your guys. How did the tight ends look during OTAs?
I think all of them showed signs of progress, even a guy that has been around like, say, Kyle Rudolph. Just to work on the details of his game and trying to fine-tune certain aspects of it, be it route running, run blocking, whatever that might happen to be. But I think all of them showed very good signs.
So you get a guy like Kyle Rudolph, who has already produced at a very high level, and you have to manage his practice time and improvement, but then you might get a young player like Bucky Hodges or Kyle Carter, who's only 1 or 2 years in, and you have to manage that player's improvement. Do you enjoy that whole process and balancing different players and their progress?
That's all part of it. And taking a guy like Kyle, who's been a seasoned vet, who's played at a very high level for a long period of time, and yet still finding ways to challenge him to get better at certain aspects of his game, whether it be by a new formation, a new concept, something new in the red zone, something new on third downs, to kind of challenge him and get his brain stimulated during this time of the spring. But along with that, taking a guy like Bucky, who he's been in the NFL now for, 90 days, and everything to him is a brand new challenge. He's seen things every day for the first time. So trying to get that whole thing balanced out, it's fun. And I think what helps, though, is when I say older guys, only have really one older guy, and that would be Rudy, guys like him, where they can actually act as a mentor and kind of help these guys along some of those rough times that will happen with every young player.
Anything in particular about Kyle that stood out to you? Because, you took this job, and I'm sure you watched a lot of his games and his tape, and so you got to know him very quickly because you're good at looking at something and understanding it fast. But
yeah.
Anything that has stood out to you now about him since you've been working with him for 10 weeks?
The whole thing is, I've been a Kyle Rudolph fan since he was in college, and I wanted to draft him, way back when. And I have followed his success, throughout his career. And in fact, I was coaching in the Pro Bowl against him when he had that breakout game down there. And so he's a guy that I think has got a lot of tools to work with.
Bradford passes out of it, pats the ball, fires center of the field, caught Rudolph at the 5, leaps for the end zone, touchdown!
So the things about his game, and he and I went through kind of point by point after I watched the film, and whatever those aspects may have been, and I'll keep those between Kyle and I, but things that we felt, okay, let's on this week, let's attack these 4 or 5 things to get better at. And then we'd watch a little extra film and then pick out the next 4 or 5 things, or less, whatever that number happened to be, for week 2, to where every week we're still taking those steps to where he needs to be.
David Morgan, a name that not a lot of fans knew when the Vikings drafted him a couple years ago, but I think he's an easy guy to like, and fans watched the way he played last year, and I think he's the type of player that someone who's just watching the game once a week on a Sunday kind of likes his tenacity and intensity. Do you see that same thing out of him?
I do, and even Coach Zim even mentioned it one time in a staff meeting about his progress. And the thing is that we always think about as playing tight end, you have to be somewhat versatile, and not just as a route runner, but you have to be a run blocker, a guy that can also pass protect, a guy that can hopefully win routes when you're running one-on-one against linebackers or safeties, but also be a guy that can also sit in zones and do things the right way. And David's a guy that maybe didn't have all those tools polished, but then this spring again, just trying to pick the 4 or 5 things each week to get better at. But he's a guy that I think embraced those 4 or 5 things every week, and again, he's taking gradual steps to get to where he has to be. And I think he's going to have a very good season for us.
A player that you guys drafted this spring, Bucky Hodges, out of Virginia Tech. And if anyone watches college football, they saw Bucky Hodges catch a lot of passes and score a lot of touchdowns.
Here's Brewer, throwing for Hodges, and he's got it! Touchdown!
I know that you're trying to not put a lot of expectations on a young player, but have you liked what you've seen so far from him?
I have, and the big thing is I think Bucky knows that he's not where he's going to be, and so he doesn't need to get frustrated because every young player is going to have setbacks, and it's a brand new playbook. It's a foreign language. The volume is so much more. The game is different here than it is in college football, and so making that change, especially at that position now. And the thing, when you watch Bucky in college ball, especially his last year, He was never attached to the line. He never had to get in a three-point stance. He was never asked to run block. And so those are some things that obviously have to be new things for him to learn and learn how to tweak the things that don't work so that way next time they do work. And then, of course, you know, versus all the, you know, different looks that our defense can present. So with all that in mind, it's a lot to put on a young man. So there's a lot of good to what he can do, and I see a lot of great flashes. It kind of has me excited.
If you talk about some of the other guys who you're going to bring to training camp with you, Nick Truesdell, big number 85, seems like he's catching a lot of passes. Josiah Price, Kyle Carter. Feels like you got a pretty solid group that you'll bring to training camp.
Yeah, I would agree. And starting with, say, Kyle Carter, a guy from Penn State who's on practice squad last year. And he was kind of thought of as being a one-dimensional pass-receiving type of a tight end. So he and I had a good sit-down during the spring and talked about how he has to kind of make his game more well-rounded. And I think that he took that as a challenge and has done very well with that. And he's a guy, in fact, in our last week here during minicamp, that we used on various run plays from different groupings and so forth. And he did very well with that. You know, Price is a guy that has come in and he can maybe transition and play, you know, various things for us. I'm not going to tip our game plan to you right now and give you the whole playbook, but he's a guy that I think we can use in various ways, a guy that I feel can be somewhat versatile. And then there's always Nick Truesdell. And if you look at height, weight, speed, he's what an NFL tight end should be. Now, the thing is that we have to deal with is he hasn't really played football. I mean, he was a junior college guy, didn't play a lot of college football, he's, what, 27 years old, so he's getting up there in years, but as far as, like, NFL experience, he's a rookie. But if you look at, like I said, height, weight, speed, he has all those tools. Now it's a matter of just trying to connect the dots to where everything makes sense to him, and he can play fast.
Well, that's why we have smart guys like you.
Well, I don't know.
You and Coach Shurmur,
yeah.
You guys are going to mold those guys.
Sure. Right? Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
And this offense asks a lot of the tight end, it seems.
It does. It does. And the thing is, like we tell our guys, and in my career, I've been around some players, maybe weren't very gifted, but they're very smart. And those guys will always be able to carve out a niche for themselves in this league. So that's the challenge with all these guys, to make sure that they know what to do, when to do it, and then do it under pressure. And I think if we can get that done, I think we'll all be very happy with it.
One thing I like to ask guys who have been to the mountaintop like you have is, do you like what this team looks like heading into this stage of the season? You don't know what it's going to look like at the end of the season, but going into training camp, do you like how the team looks?
I do, and I don't want to speak for Zim or Rick or anybody else and speak of the whole team, but I can speak with our room, and I like how we're progressing. I think an offense as a whole, I know in talking to Pat, and Pat's one of the best minds in this game, and he's done a very good job in trying to tweak the offense a little bit here and there in certain situations and using different guys to their strengths and so forth. And I like the way that's going, and I think our players do too, and that's really the bottom line. If the players think that we're going in the right direction, that's sometimes over half the battle.
Well, you had a great spring. I hope you relax this summer, and we'll see you in Mankato at camp, all right?
Very good. We'll do.